This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. The East Troublesome Fire now covers more than 125,000 acres. Flames tore into the mountain community of Grand Lake last night, just west of Rocky Mountain National Park. Will Crossland returned to live there earlier this year to wait out the pandemic.
It possesses a magic that when you spend time on their shores, you understand. And to think of sitting on that lake and looking out and seeing a giant burn scar and seeing houses lost is just devastating. And
it's not yet known how many homes have been lost to the fire, but emergency scanners indicate significant damage. Fire danger in Grand County is expected to be critical again today with more high winds and dry conditions. As Colorado continues into a third wave of the pandemic, outbreaks of COVID-19 are also on the rise. Lindsay Fent reports.
The Colorado Health Department reported 86 new coronavirus outbreaks this week, the highest the state has seen since the beginning of the pandemic. Education centers like childcare facilities, schools, and colleges reported 17 outbreaks this week, more than any other type of site. Restaurants, offices, and elder care centers also made up large portions of the new outbreaks. The increase in outbreaks coincide with a growing number of COVID-19 hospitalizations across the state. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Boulder City Council has approved a budget for next year of more than $340 million. The Daily Camera reports the city wants to replenish some of the reserves it used because of the economic fallout from the pandemic. The budget is down nearly $30 million compared to the previous year, and it includes cuts to some programs, services, and jobs, as well as furloughs for most employees. Cooler temperatures for northern Colorado today, but fire danger remains extreme. This is CPR News.